President Xi Jinping says China firmly supports the key leadership of the UN in battling COVID-19. He made the remarks in a video conference with UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. Xi Jinping says China will honor its commitment to make COVID-19 vaccines a global public good after putting them into use and will ensure that they're accessible and affordable in developing countries. He also expressed his support for multilateralism and the basic norms of international relations based on the UN Charter. Guterres has spoken highly of the initiatives announced by Xi Jinping at the UN General Assembly relating to coping with climate change and promoting sustainable development. He also expressed his support for China's efforts to build a Silk Road of green development and to deepen cooperation with developing countries. China strongly condemned the passage of a bill related to Xinjiang by the U.S. House of Representatives. The bill threatens to ban all imports from Xinjiang and sanction Chinese entities and individuals over the alleged use of forced labor. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin has called the allegations a lie, adding that the basic right to employment for locals has been effectively safeguarded. He says the bill also reveals the intention of some individuals to seek their own political interests by smearing the human rights situation in Xinjiang, containing the region's development and sowing discord between different ethnic groups.
We urge the U.S. side to respect the facts and have a clear understanding of the current situation. Immediately stop hyping up the issue of forced labor. Stop interfering in China's internal affairs under the pretext of Xinjiang and obstructing China's development. And stop further reviewing and implementing Xinjiang-related bills.
Wang also adds that China will continue to take necessary measures to safeguard the legitimate rights and interests of its companies and to defend Chinese sovereignty and security. ByteDance says it's applied for a license with the Beijing Commerce Authority in line with China's tech export requirements. The company is now waiting for a decision. The application comes after the Chinese Ministry of Commerce and Ministry of Science and Technology introduced a revised catalog of technologies prohibited and restricted from export last month. Leading American epidemiologist Anthony Fauci says he does not regret advising the U.S. to shut down economically during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic. He made the remarks after Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky asked him if he had any second thoughts about the recommendation.
I don't regret saying that the only way we could have really stopped the explosion of infection was by essentially, when I say shutting down, I mean essentially having the physical separation and the kinds of recommendations that we've made.
Fauci has also refuted Paul's claim that the rate of infection in New York State is down because it's achieved herd immunity. He says the state's been able to get its positivity rate down to 1% or less because it's followed guidelines on pandemic prevention and control. The Israeli Prime Minister is pushing for an immediate and tighter nationwide lockdown amid a new record number of daily COVID-19 cases. Benjamin Netanyahu warns that actions are needed to stop the pace of infections as the outbreak in the country shows no signs of slowing.
I am in between discussions at the Corona cabinet. The discussions are serious, complex. The situation is difficult. There is a steep rise. We have to take decisions. The decisions are tough, but as Prime Minister, I am obliged to save your lives. And you need to understand that there is a danger to lives, and that's why there is no choice but to take the difficult decisions, and we will save lives with your cooperation.
Israel reported over 6,900 new COVID-19 cases on Wednesday, the highest daily rate since the outbreak began in the country back in February.